But what we need to do is model apologizing, true apology, and forgiveness. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Smart Money Parenting. I'm Scott Donnell. Got my buddy Chad Willardson with me. Chad, how's it going, man?
It's going great. Happy to be here.
I'm so sorry. That's what we're doing today. We're teaching people to apologize.
I was going to say, what are you sorry about? I'd like to hear this.
Absolutely nothing.
Seriously. Yeah.
Like that Conor McGregor.
It's a great skit.
I'd like to apologize to absolutely nobody. No, we're teaching our kids, like, what does it mean to, like, teach your kids to truly apologize, right? I think we need to unpack this a little bit. It actually relates to ego. It relates to pride. It relates to, like, a heart-centered kid rather than a head-centered kid. It's one of the best ways to heal relationships in a family. So that's what Chad and I are going to talk about today. Chad, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, I've got a great story. So it starts with a little bit of a tragedy. I got a flat tire last Wednesday, and I was made late for a very important meeting because of the flat tire. Had to get my car towed. It was a real pain. You know how it is when you're in a rush, you got a busy schedule, and then something happens like that. So I get the flat tire. I get towed to the tire shop. I go to the tire shop. There's a long line. I'm talking to the tire shop guy. And these are brand new tires. And I paid extra for the lifetime warranty, which means no matter what, they replace the tire with a brand new tire as long as the tread isn't like all the way worn down and bald. And clearly that was not the case because these are brand new tires. So I said, hey, I need a tire replacement as fast as possible. I'm late to a meeting. It's getting worse. It's getting later in the day. And the guy says, well, I need to check it out first to see if it needs a replacement or if we can just patch it up. And I said, it's flat all the way to the ground. Like, I really don't want a patch job. I want it to be replaced. And he said, well, I have to check it first to make sure it's necessary and it qualifies for the warranty. I'm like, okay, here we go. Here we go, right? So I'm like, it's flat to the ground. Just please replace it. I even said, I see how patching it up helps you guys as a business, but I don't see it how it helps me as a customer because I paid extra for the warranty. I got a flat tire. I'd like a new tire. Well, yep. They ended up coming back to me an hour later and said, we patched it up. We didn't need to get a new one. And I'm like, oh, brother, whatever. I had to get out of there. So I took off. And yesterday, so less than a week, it was 4 or 5 days later, notification comes on my car. Pull over immediately. Your tire's flat. What do you think I'm thinking?
You're going nuts.
I'm going nuts. And guess what? I have to drive all the way to West LA for a very important presentation in an hour. And so I pull back up to the tire shop at 7 a.m. They don't open till 8, but the same guy is standing outside. And I said, hey, what's up, Sam? He's like, hey, I said, remember me, Sam? And he's like, yeah. And I said, I'm back, man. I said, tire's flat. And he's like, okay, if you pull in over there, you know, we can't technically see you until 8 o'clock, even though I'm already here working. I said, really? So no one can help me for the next hour, even though like everyone's here working? He's like, yeah, we're not allowed to see customers until 8. So I'm like, okay. So I go park in the little waiting area. I'm just doing some work on my phone.
You.
Yeah.
I'm laughing.
You're laughing at me.
You.
I can feel it. So I'm sitting there waiting at 8 o'clock. Finally, the guy walks over and he's like, okay, what seems to be the problem? I said, well, what seems to be the problem is that I have a flat tire again. After 5 days after asking you guys to replace my new tire, and instead you guys patched it, and here I am again. I said, this is very inconvenient. You know it's a hassle and it's a big waste of time. And the guy's like, I apologize. You know, we'll check it out. Give me the keys and go have a seat in our lobby. And I'm ticked. I'm just sitting there like, I can't believe this. Like, why didn't the guy just listen to me and just give me a new tire? Like, I paid extra for the warranty.
Yeah.
So 20 minutes later, I called someone at work and I'm like, hey, I'm trying to make it to that meeting in LA, but I don't know if I'm going to make it on time. And listen to this story. Can you believe these guys? So the guy comes out and says, hey, I've got an update. We're going to patch the tire. And I'm like, what? But he says, it's not the same tire that you came in for on Wednesday. It's the other rear tire, actually. And so at this point, I felt really dumb because I was so worked up about the fact that this guy didn't give me a new tire. But it found out it was the other back tire. And so I looked him in the eyes and I said, "I'm sorry, man," because I was very upset at you for not giving me a new tire. I said, "I still want the new tires, the replacement for my warranty, but I'm sorry for getting really upset thinking it was the same tire. That's my bad." And I kind of had to eat crow a little bit because that whole time I was worked up over what I thought was his big error. And I just had bad luck. Like, it was the other back tire and it wasn't even the same tire. And so I came home and told my kids that story. And I said, "Look, sometimes you think, you know, you're 100% justified in being upset about something." Yeah. And then later you find out that you were completely wrong. And if you don't own up, like, I could have just been still bothered and whatever, and just said nothing to the guy, but that's really a low character move. And so I looked him in the eyes and I said, "Sam, I'm sorry, man. That's my bad." Cause I didn't yell at him. I never yelled at him. I didn't cuss at him. I didn't do anything crazy, but I was upset at him. And I let him know that, like, he should have done what I asked him to do. And yet, had he even done that, it wouldn't have fixed the situation because this was a different tire. I just had really bad luck in the last 6 days. So I think it's important, though, that we teach our kids to be willing to apologize. And I don't know if that's common. Like, I don't know if kids are commonly doing that. Like, we're swallowing your pride and just humbly apologizing, you know?
Hey guys, Scott here. As a parent of four kids, I know firsthand how limited our time is with our kids. That's why I'm passionate about ensuring that they're equipped for the real world when they're on their own. Yeah, schools cover algebra and sports teach health, but there's a glaring gap when it comes to the financial education. Over the past decade, I've helped over 7 million families, and one recurring issue stands out. Kids do not know about money. That's why I founded Gravy Stack, an all-in-one banking app designed specifically for kids and teens. It's not just about managing funds. It's about teaching the fundamentals of creating value and earning and saving, spending, sharing, and even investing. We've already received feedback from thousands of families about the transformative impact that Gravy Stack has had in their home. And the stories just keep pouring in. So if you're ready to empower your kids with crucial financial knowledge that many adults lack, head over to the app and download it for free. It's the Gravy Stack app. Download it for free today and start going, or click the link in the description. Let's get back into the show.
If you look at culture right now, you know, if somebody gets, like, slapped who's famous,
yep,
they're literally told by their PR reps not to apologize now. They're like, "Don't apologize, because they're just going to eat you alive by apologizing. You're going to backpedal," right? And that's not teaching the right things to our kids, right? I think we need to teach our kids to own up to mistakes. In fact, you and I have heard this so many times. Great companies are built on the backs of mistakes and problems well handled. If you can literally, and we've had with issues and we've apologized to people.
Sure.
Like, you need to actually apologize when you make a mistake. It's actually part of honesty and integrity. Like, that's what it is. And I think with parents listening to this, you know, they're sitting there, everybody who's listening who has kids, they know when a kid is fake apologizing.
True.
It's like, say sorry to your sister. They're like, "Sorry." You know, that's not a real apology, right? So how do you actually get a kid to truly be remorseful and say, "You know what? I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me?" Right? I think you have to take it through to its, like, full ends of it. It's like, yeah, when you mess up, you own up. Our family, you know, when we mess up, we own up to it and we ask for forgiveness and we make things right. Right? Like, a fake sorry doesn't do anything.
Well, if you say, "I'm sorry, but," whenever you add the "but," it's like, "I'm sorry, but," you know, that kind of negates the entire apology. And so we've had to go through that as a family and, like, discuss what makes an apology real.
Yeah.
It happens in marriage too. If you apologize,
"Sorry, I was tired."
Yeah.
"Sorry, I was busy."
Sorry, but you did this first. You know, that doesn't really do. I think what you're saying, though, is true. We have to model that behavior. Like, if our kids see us apologize and admit we were wrong, they're going to be willing to do it as well. But if they never see us do that, you know, there's kids that do a lot of bad behavior. I've seen it in the sports world, and don't apologize whatsoever. They lose their temper, they do something crazy, and they never own up to it, and they get coddled and treated differently, and that behavior is reinforced.
Yeah. Yeah, I think when we apologize to our kids, we're not just modeling the right behavior and character traits, we're actually binding them to us more, right? Like, I have to be perfect. I have to do this right. You know, if I was justified in how I overreacted or got angry at the kids or got frustrated or yelled or, you know, was too harsh with a discipline or, you know, in the moment I had to, because if I didn't, you know, jump in and do this with anger, then they would have gotten hurt or something would have gotten, you know, we justify all the time. But what we need to do is model apologizing, true apology and forgiveness to our kids, right? Saying, hey, buddy, you know, when daddy did this, he was wrong. I messed up.
Yeah.
And I need your forgiveness. Will you please forgive me? And your kids are so quick to forgive. They want to forgive, right? They love you, especially the younger ones. And the more you can model that with younger kids, the more they're going to do it when they're teenagers and college kids blaming you for everything, right?
Agreed.
Like, you want to set that up young. Like, let's teach our kids to apologize by doing it first.
I mean, that's part of accountability, Scott. Like, if you teach kids accountability, they will take responsibility when they do something right or do something wrong. And if not, then everything is everyone else's fault. And my feelings are more important than truth. My feelings are more important than anyone else's. And that's the problem that we see a lot in society, is that people just put their feelings above everything else. So it's like, well, I felt this way, and so therefore my behavior is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I see this a lot, like with our kids. You know, as we start to model it, you know what I realized, Amy and I, when we have a conflict, you know, some parents, like, we never have conflict in front of our kids. It's like, well, yeah, right. Like, they're going to see you have, every marriage has some sort of conflict. What your kids need to see is you guys reconciling after conflict. That's a critical piece, right? It's like, you can't hide all these things from your kids and think that they're never going to see it. That's not how it works. What your kids need to do is see you fight well and then reconcile really well, right? We love to, like, make up in front of the kids, right? And the kids know we're solid. We're good. You know, we had a conflict. We talked through it. And we reconcile in front of the children so they can see that being modeled. That's a good thing, not a bad thing, right? What I don't like seeing is when parents are like, yeah, we always have our issues, like, we talk in the bedroom or after the kids go to bed about these issues. Yeah, right. 99% of parents in the moment, they're going to see passive aggression. They're going to see you being closed off. They're going to see a criticizing comment later. Like, they're going to see it. The kids are not dumb. What they have to see is, like, you working it out, talking it through, and reconciling and forgiving, right? They love to see mom and dad, like, reconcile and forgive and hug, and they feel more secure.
True.
That's what we need to model as parents. That's a smart money parent right there.
Okay? I agree. And it's a great lesson as well in business relationships, in school, in sports, in places where your kids are interacting with the community, with people outside of your family, that it's okay to make mistakes. I think one of the fallacies is that you need to do everything perfect, but kids are supposed to make mistakes. And when you make mistakes, let's learn from them and let's apologize. Let's figure something out.
Chad, this actually relates to money big time. Like, a kid that doesn't learn to apologize and has never seen it modeled in their parents is most likely going to be the kid that hides problems later, financial problems later. They don't want to apologize. They don't want to reconcile. They don't want to uncover the issues and make things right with other people. You're actually teaching bad financial competency by not teaching good forgiveness and reconciliation. That's a kid that's going to hide debt. They're going to hide mistakes. They're going to hide the issues because they don't want to, like, be open and honest and ask for forgiveness and say they're sorry when they've made a business mistake or a financial mistake. That's a problem later. Big problem. So that's why we have to model good forgiveness and reconciliation as parents to our kids, because it keeps them open. Keeps them having integrity and honest throughout their childhood.
Yeah, I think it's critical because accountability with financial decisions is very, very important. Accountability, honesty, integrity. And kids will have situations when they grow up where they're working with other people. They have employers, employees, partnerships, whatever it might be. They're making investment decisions when they're older. And just being aware that mistakes are going to happen, But that's not the end of everything. Like, you can learn from mistakes, you can apologize, and you can move forward. And that's just part of life.
You and I have both had partners in the past. One type of partner blames, doesn't take responsibility, doesn't ask for forgiveness. And that's painful. That's painful to be with, an employee that does that. But an employer partner that says, hey, I messed up and I accept responsibility and I'm sorry. And I need your forgiveness. And I'm going to work to make this better. That is the right partner. That's the right employee. So we need to model these things with our kids young, because it's going to turn them into better adults. Okay. So that's the thought here. Teach our kids to apologize by modeling it first, not to blame, but to take responsibility. That's the point of today. Anything else, Chad, before we sign off?
I'm very sorry for all the things that I've done on this show that have embarrassed my family or sometimes my video recording isn't super high quality, Scott. So I apologize to you and the producers for any mistakes I've made on this podcast. You know,
you're forgiven.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it.
I appreciate
it. Don't make any stress about it.
We'll learn. We'll learn and move forward. Let's do it.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks guys for listening. Thanks to Gravy Stack, the app that just came out, by the way. I didn't even tell you this, Chad. The team is done. Like, they've finished the 5-month rebuild.
Let's go.
So the app is live. Like, it's free. It's free to download and get going. So if you have not set up a system for your kids to learn the home economy, to learn gigs, to create value around the house, never argue over chores again. They'll never ask you for money and stuff. Download the Gravy Stack app. There's a link in the show notes. You can grab that. They're our sponsor. We love them. They're amazing. We've been at the helm of that forever. And there's our gift to you guys today. And share this episode with someone in your life that you love. And thanks for listening, watching, and viewing all over the world. We love you guys.
See you soon. Yeah, thanks, guys. We'll see you.